There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad I'm a doing times. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step up, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Gaming. This is FDH Classic, where we're going to take on MAA1. I'm Epic Boss McFall, and with all the great news, headlines, and just overall beauty, Golden Age Ibbot.
Wow, that's an intro and a half right there. Here's what's going on currently in MAA. Of course, Civil War II Spec Ops dropped after our last episode. We'll talk about our thoughts on the new Spec Ops and what's going on in there. This just in from MAA Insiders, Songbird is out. Who's that? Who's coming in? Who's taking her place? We'll find out. Or will we? Loading issues abound, but seem to be fixed quickly. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But before we talk about any of that stuff, if somebody has some gold, some Wakandan gold burning a hole in their their pocket. I'm trying to come up with something clever related to the movie, but I can't do it. Somebody picked up some Wakandan gold at a peace treaty meeting at the signing of a peace accord. What could they use that money to spend it on?
All right. So we got the Black Panther alt is out. He is a tactician as usual. And I forget what the other version is. They're very close in price. It's not that
bruiser
big.
And a tactician.
Bruiser, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is evergreen, you know, because I'm not Klotz. I didn't actually do my research and find out the dates on these things, but I don't recall a on sale temporarily, you know, label on it. But I've got the Black Panther alt. Love it, love it. You definitely should get one or both, and they're very affordable, very very cheap, if you will, easy to get. And then, of course, along with the Spec Ops, we get the 64 gold weapon, which is the Wakandan Speed Blade, which, you know, I was trying to work out a Dollar Shave Club joke here because it kind of sounds like that kind of thing, but I couldn't work that one out.
Close as a blade or your money back.
He gets smacked and all your hair vibrates off your head. I don't know. Jeez. So, but the Wakandan Speed Blade is the 64 gold weapon. So far, maybe I'm not far enough in, but I don't believe we have. No, we do. I did see. Did I see that?
No, I don't think you did. If you're going to say, do we have
I don't think we
craftable
can build,
weapons?
Right.
It doesn't look like we've gotten this one because people have been hitting the 2-star, 3-star, 4-star mark, and they're not getting the paths to build that. Even though we've got our resource, basically, they're not letting us do, it doesn't appear that they're going to let us do craftable weapons this time. So we got to do it the old-fashioned way, which is, spend 64 gold for one piece, win one piece in the epic boss roulette, win another piece, or craft another piece. And then how do we usually get the fourth piece? Oh, daily roulette.
Yeah, which I actually won today. I got the Wakandan mace today out of daily, which is nice.
Now that you say that, I think I got that yesterday. Right. All right, cool. All right, so let's go ahead and continue talking here about about Civil War II. Already, you know, it's been just under a week since it came out, and of course, already people are saying far far better than the previous Spec Ops, which is no surprise. That last Spec Ops, I think, was a low point for in terms of Spec Ops we've had for this game. This one. It's funny because this one does a similar thing where it restricts you to a certain set of characters you can use.
It's a pretty wide swath of characters.
It certainly is a much bigger selection of characters, yeah. But it's still a restriction where you can't say, all right, well, I always like using Iron Fist. You can't always use Iron Fist. You know, I like using hybrid and anti-venom. Well, only on one path can you use those guys. But it's a very clever way to do it. And of course it's the strike team approach where you've got the two teams that basically do each mission separately. And then a fourth mission that unlocks once you've done all the previous steps. And already I'm finding it so much more entertaining and interesting than the previous Spec Ops. It's so much more fun. And I'm taking my time through it only because, between this and MA2, I try and divide my time up, but taking my time through this and I'm really enjoying it.
Good. I am too, actually. I have finished the first path and we won't spoil the ending for anybody who hasn't gotten there yet. But the ending is actually, it makes sense. I've read the story. It's kind of hooked me in. Almost like reading a comic is like, oh, play so I can get to the next story part of it. And then you get to it and it's very Marvel. It's very dun, dun, dun. I'm working on the second path right now. It's been interesting. What do you think about, we don't have a structured task list this time. It's just kind of happening.
Exactly. It's a very different way of doing things. And it's funny because not usually, with all the previous Spec Ops, you know the next thing that you need to be doing. Like you can say, all right, well, my next thing is I have to go do some PvP, or I have to fight the epic boss, or I have to, complete some deploys or something. With this, the tasks don't come up until they're ready to come up, until you're about to do something that needs to be done. And I kind of like that. I kind of like just going through the mission like I want to go through the mission. And I'm a completist. I do every deploy. I do every battle, even on the mission that's not an epic, the epic boss mission. And I kind of like seeing these things pop and say, all right, you've unlocked a new task. Here's what you need to do. Go do this. And I kind of like that. And I like that there's a couple different paths. Like you've got the overall, like complete everything or complete mission 3 to unlock these set of tasks. And you'll get your next task when you do 5 more tasks or something like that. So it's cool. It feels fresh. It feels like a fresh way of doing this. And like it or don't like it, at least Playdom is experimenting with a new way of delivering the same content. I think they realize that the fight 5 grunts and then collect 1 of the crafting piece and then go do 5 PVPs and then do a deploy on your jets, whatever. I think that they realize even that gets stale and old, and it's kind of formulaic when you just replace Magia grunts with spider enemies, or replace spider enemies with Kree or whatever.
Ultron.
Sorry about this
bots,
buzzing. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what this buzzing is, but
it's a Skype thing. It's
Ultron.
We've run into it on other shows in United because of late, right? It's a Skype issue for some reason sometimes.
Anyway, so apologize that's coming through. But anyway, so it's an interesting way of doing things, and it feels fresh, it feels new. And I just, again, I applaud Playdom for trying something new and trying to keep this game interesting and new.
You know, I am not a forums guy, and I should be, or maybe I could be. Maybe should is not the correct term there, but I could be, because I was about to say, well, it'd be nice if they had said something when they launched this thing, and then I realized they probably did in the forums. Like, hey, we're doing it differently. Yeah, I don't know. Because I got in, and it drops in your tasks, right? Mm-hmm. And you immediately see Lady Thor pop up, and it's like, complete all the missions to get her. I'm like, well, that's different. Okay.
Right. Isn't that what we always do?
Yeah. And there was a mission, go kill 5 grunts or whatever it was, that you could complete easily in the first, which either path you took, you completed easily in the first missions.
First battles,
And then there were times where there was no missions.
Right. It's like, no missions. You're basically saying, oh, what should I be doing right now? And the answer to that is whatever you want. Just, you've got an overarching, process to get through the first 3 missions is one of the first tasks you get. So if you get nothing else, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to complete. Basically, I'm going to work towards finishing mission three. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then as you go in, it's, oh, use so-and-so in battle, which is only in the boss battle they team up with you. Mm-hmm. Or defeat, you know, XYZ, which is only is the boss battle.
Kill Mr. Fantastic. What? Yeah, exactly. So I like that. I like that. I like this new method of doing things.
Now, somebody did equate it to kind of a chapter, a mission chapter mastery, and they didn't quite like that. And I was like, I could see where you're getting that from, but to me, it's still a little different. Mm. I did go to the Wikia page, and there is a list of all the tasks there. Of course, there's no order to them because it counts. And even Chris Wisdom, one of our fine co-hosts over at Breaking the Panel, popped in. He's like, oh, my God, this is so awesome, is that it's tracking before you do the task. Mm-hmm. So right. We've had that complaint before. Other than three-starring something, if you did all the deploys, all of a sudden – when it came up on the task list, you have to do new deploys.
Now. God, I love that. And right. I wonder if that even applies to things like kill this boss. Well, you've already killed him, so this task is done.
Yeah. You know, did it pop up and did we miss it? You know.
Yeah, exactly. So super cool. And I think his term for it was badass.
Yeah, dude, I think that was so his badass. Term for it. Yeah. So I'm absolutely enjoying my way through working. I'm in the third chapter of the second path. So it means basically when I finish this up, Kang's path should be open to me then after that, I believe.
Cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And remind me, because I have forgotten already, do we get two characters out of the, Blue Marvel and Lady
and
Thor.
Lady Thor, yes.
How do we get Blue Marvel?
I think once you do the second path, then it says unlock Blue Marvel by completing all the tasks on this side.
Is it completing the task? So I have to go and see. I have to go check my task list to see what I haven't finished, perhaps. I'm in the third research right now.
Okay. But on the third side of things, or?
Not
third side thing. The second side of things?
The research doesn't pop up unless you finish five tasks.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
So I made my way through the first path, which I picked Team Anti Precog or whatever it is, because I'm with those kind of people. You can't punish people before the crime happens, so on and so forth. So I took that path first and completed a good number of tasks for that path, which is that would be the team up with Lady Thor side of things. And then I'm back now. I'm in the second path which is the team up with Blue Marvel path and other tasks.
So that's the pro precog.
The pro precog thing, which I'm a little surprised at some of the characters that landed on pro precog side of things, but
you know,
it's just a story.
Be,
yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And the main characters make sense. The rest of them, like, we just had to divide it. You know.
Right.
Exactly. So you have characters, and that's cool. Yep. Not going to nitpick that one at all. And I'm on the third research. So there's one more research, which is it's almost like flash forward weapon, flash even further weapon, the first one's an item. So it's the item that gives you the pre-strike, whatever.
Yes,
then it's the flash forward weapon, then the flash forward even further weapon, and then I have the final version where you can hit them 5 days in the future weapon. Or whatever that is.
Knock him in the next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have one more research to complete. So my path is that three quarters ish of the way? It's over half, like 2/3 of the way through on my completion of the tasks. And then Kang will be open to me by the time the show ends, really.
Cool. Very cool.
So I'm not exactly sure how I'm getting certain characters or what's going to happen. But I know there's tasks you complete. I'm slightly fuzzy on how to complete them. So I guess I could go back to the wiki and look at it.
You can go back to the wiki or you can just wait for stuff to pop up.
Yeah,
who knows?
Because, I keep wanting to say Lady Sith, but it's Lady Thor. Jane Foster. Jane Foster is your complete name in the thing. Mm-hmm. It says, unlock Jane Foster by completing all Spec Op 34 tasks and recruiting Blue Marvel. So I'm not sure how I recruit. I guess you recruit Blue Marvel by finishing the task. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a little hazy. Yeah. But like I said, as long as you keep progressing through I just noticed something. I am progressing through the chapter, and my only task right now is to complete the distant foreboding device. I wonder while it's researching if it won't pop up another task for me to complete.
Mm.
Which does kind of make sense, but doesn't in the right world.
So JetBlack345 in the chat room says that once you complete the tasks, you get Blue Marvel, and then you get Jane immediately after. So,
okay.
So just do what you're doing, and you'll get them both. It looks like at the same time.
Okay, yeah, yeah, they're saying that. Okay, my third, oh, yeah. All right, cool. And King said, I didn't get to read his article or whatever he posted, but he posted on Facebook that he felt like he completed the spec ops without completing all the tasks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like I said, I didn't get to read it, but I don't know if he was referring to, maybe he'll talk about today in his audio. Did he get both the characters and still had tasks open on the
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I've fallen in love with Kang. When I first was introduced to him, I barely knew him from the comics, so I got him in the game. I was like, this is a weird mechanism to have him in the game. And even as a character, you know, he was a Christmas box character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, he's kind of fun, but a little weird. I just didn't understand.
And it's always, and it's always a whole different meta when you've got a character that you can't run any other characters with. So it's like, all right, do I do two characters and I level, you know, level them, or do I just do one character? Do I do Kang or Doom? And I'm stuck using just them and my hero.
Yeah. And I've recently, for panel by panel, the next one coming up after the DC Crisis on Infinite Earths episodes is Avengers Forever, which has Rick Jones. I get to understand more about Rick Jones and his path a little bit, but it has a lot of Kang, and Kang is so much fun in that book. Now I'm like, when I see that I'm going to run a path of Kang, I'm like, oh, give me more Kang. I want to see what that nutball has to say. He's the metalhead of Marvel, man. He's just crazy. Cool. I like him. So have you played through the Kang task list yet?
No, not yet. I'm still actually on. I'm in mission 3 through my first go around. Like I said, I've been taking my time going through here, but so still, I'm still actually fairly early on through this thing.
Yeah, I think we're slightly flipped because normally I take my time too. Mm-hmm. I think I focused on this one because there was for 2 or 3 days after it launched, I couldn't even play other than check in. And so when I got time to play, I played a day on this thing. And whereas on MAA2, which we'll get to in the next episode, I've had to focus more time on that. But I'm still struggling to find the balance of the two games. I'm like, if I miss all characters in both games because I couldn't complete one, I am just going to have to quit the show.
Right. Walk away. Yeah. Filthy. Talking about your filthy casual, right?
Yeah. So I'm, there's so much. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
There's a lot of content. Yeah, for sure.
How you like PvP right now? I love it because you don't have to do it.
I was going to say, did I miss a notification?
I freaked everybody out with that. I was like, no, I'm enjoying the break. Thank you, Plato.
Totally enjoying the break.
Even though it was a task, and I didn't mind doing the task of the five PvP battle. But
yes,
let us focus.
Yeah, exactly. Give us some new content. Let us savor it for a little while. And, once I get a couple of these characters, I do want to try Cloak and Dagger in PvP because I've been hearing they're really good. I hear people talking about these two, Blue Marvel and Thorette in PvP and saying that they're going to be really good. So it's just a matter of time. We're going to find out how good these characters are in PvP.
Yeah. I think they're going to be great because my standard is when you team up with them, what do they do? Because you do keep that in mind that you haven't tweaked them to your thing, but what's the synergies? Yeah. Do they die the first thing? And both have great attacks. Both have passives, good passives that build up things on them. I think they're going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, cool. And I'm hearing that Blue Marvel is an awesome combo with Black Bolt.
Nice. I didn't even think about taking him in. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I did team up with him. I didn't take him in. I didn't think about it. But you know what else is really nice and awesome?
What's that?
Loot Crate and the Month of Power.
Yes, they are.
So, of course, we're talking about all these powerful characters, and that happens to be the theme of Loot Crate this month is power. The onslaught of the big summer blockbusters makes May the perfect time to celebrate some of pop culture's unstoppable, unrelenting, and unbearable characters. Unbeatable characters and objects. Some of them unbearable, but we've got something you can carry, something for your kitchen, and a cool figure to go with our monthly t-shirt and a pin. Featuring two of Marvel Idols plus Warcraft, which we know that movie's coming out, and Dragon Ball Z, which is not coming out. No one crate should have all this power.
I'm so excited about these things. I'm so excited about the Warcraft item and the Marvel item. And I'm excited that I'm going to get a nice little gift for one of my Dragon Ball Z loving friends that's going to get something special from me and clear up some shelf space.
And I got to say, when they say something about the kitchen, the last couple of times they've done something along those lines, it's been ice trays, which actually turned out to be a whole lot of fun. Yeah. And I opened it and went, really? An ice tray? And I put water in. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. All right, this I'll take that. It's really neat. Yeah. So for less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items that are licensed and exclusive and those kind of things. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, to subscribe and receive this month's crate. Then it's over. You can roll the dice. You can hope that maybe later they'll resell it, but more than likely, not going to happen. I still don't have an exclusive glow-in-the-dark Groot arm bottle vinyl. You know, that came in the month before I signed up.
Oh, so,
because I don't want to go pay $1,000 on eBay.
Got mine right up there. Right up there.
Of course you do. Because if we had this at the time, it would have gone to lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. If you do that, you help out the show. You really move us forward. We appreciate all your business. And then if you entered code giant-size-team-up, we'll get you $3 off of any new subscription, including the Aliens box and the Firefly bi-monthly box.
Mm-hmm.
So did you was it Klotz or you that's a huge Aliens fan?
I'm a huge Aliens fan.
Did you get the box?
I can't remember. No, I don't think I did. And I don't know why. I think it's just kind of strapping down, getting ready for the summer months and a couple trips I've got planned. So yeah, no, I didn't pick it up, although I really, really want to. And I know I could get a discount if I use that code too. So
yeah. Yes, you can. That's really, really cool. What else do we have on our docket? We know we have breaking news stuff coming out.
That's right. Really quickly, this actually, before we get to that, let's talk mm-hmm. about a couple tweets that got sent out today by MA Insiders. First off, they said, in MA1 news that is sure to ruffle some feathers, Songbird has asked to be excused from the next PvP tournament. So we knew that Songbird was coming up. We even saw artwork for her, but that's going to be put on hold. They followed up a couple minutes later with the character stepping up as the next PvP hero may bug some, but we think she'll beat expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's somebody's like, obviously Beetle, you're in the wrong universe, dude.
Right.
Beetle's DC, brother.
No, there's a Beetle in Marvel. Yes. He's one of the Thunderbolts. So it's a natural, if Beetle was a, oh wait, there is a female Beetle, isn't there?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, if Beetle was a woman, then it would be, I have to look at this because I'm actually thinking that there is a Marvel Beetle that is a woman.
To me, the only Beetle that matters is the Blue Beetle. So he's not in this universe.
I could have sworn we've even fought against her
There was some buggy chick that whooped our asses in one of the Spec Ops. Yeah.
there is a female. That's right there. As a matter of fact, there is a female Beetle, Janice Lincoln. That they might be talking about Mantis. Mantis does make sense too because, Mantis is a female character. Mantis is an insect, so.
Now, here's why I'm with everybody thinking it's Mantis, even though she's not kind of a bug, but they put bug in quotation marks. Mm-hmm. When they did their MAA1, whatever, did their Happy Mother's Day graphic, you see all these powerful women, including Lady Thor, in it. And then right in the top right corner, if you're looking at it, there's Mantis. And this is official artwork, Avengers Alliance, Happy Mother's Day. And it's like, everyone, is that a hint? Is that a hint? And then, of course, they release this tweet. I'm with them. I think that might have been a hint and that Mantis might be the one coming.
Okay, you're on the Mantis side. I'm on the Janice Lincoln Lady Beetle side.
It could just be a Jessica Jones alt and we're all screwed.
Could be. She also is a former Sinister Six character, too, so... And we saw her in the Jessica Jones Spec Ops.
Yes.
Here's a link if you want to go check it. I'll put it in the chat room. But that's who I'm thinking it's going to be.
Mark is so fast. He pulled up the artwork from the game for Beetle, for Purple Beetle. What, I don't know. Is her name the Beetle or
just Beetle?
Yeah, okay, just Beetle.
Yep.
So yeah, she was so aggravated.
Oh yeah, and that's right. And that's the MA artwork right there. So yeah, I mean they've already got her. We've already got her in the game. So I think an Agent or a Jet Black 345, either one of these would be a lockbox. Oh no, because Mantis is
Mantis is a guardian of a galaxy, good guy.
Right. Mantis is a good guy, right? Okay, or good girl.
Pokey Prof, good girl. Yeah,
good girl.
She's a hero. Oh wow. Pokey Prof asks us, what about Mantis as PvP hero and Beetle as lockbox? Mm. Yeah.
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 Could be.
I where's my rhino? I just have to keep asking. Where's my rhino? That's what I want in the lockbox. What can
you really want it? You really want Rhino?
I do. We haven't even fought against him. We had Spider-Verse and everything.
Have we not? We've fought against Rhino in the game. Haven't we? We've seen Rhino.
You know what? And once I get out of this battle, I'll go to the simulator. If we've seen him, he'll be in the simulator. Because as far as my understanding is, all the bad guys are in the simulator.
Okay. All right, cool.
So I'll go check that out in a second.
Anyway, so yeah, one of those two characters I think is likely either Beetle or Mantis. And we've got clues that kind of point towards both of those. So we'll see what it is. We have not, says Agent Arenos. Really? I could have sworn we've fought against Rhino. God, that seems ridiculous. Like one of the biggest Marvel villains. And all right.
I just say it.
Charles,
that's exactly what
I'm with you. That does seem really weird. All right.
Yeah.
Last up, and this is a quickie. There was a loading issue that showed up and was fixed fairly quickly. It still was a pain in the butt for people who were trying to access the game during that time. But regardless, Playdom did seem to get that handled, you know, a lot more quickly than other issues that they've had, right? I mean, we've had that thing that plagued like Kingfisher and a couple other players where they couldn't log in to MA at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually got locked out, I'm going to say for a few hours, because when I checked it and then took some time to check it again, it seemed like they fixed it within at least the 24 hours, same 24 hours that they discovered the problem. I know I saw a lot of complaints and aggravation, but it definitely felt like they got on it fast. Mm-hmm. This time.
Right. All right. Well, cool. Well, there we go. That's all of our current events. Let's get to our recorded content segment, our us sit back and listen part of the show.
It's like, now it's time for us to actually play the game. So you have to have somebody else talk to
you. No. Because if I'm playing, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I'm going to give this Kingfisher a shot. I'm sorry, everybody. Next week, I'll have a laptop in here, and it'll be spot on. But here goes Kingfisher. Maybe, theoretically. I don't understand why you think I'm in a dead zone. I'm not in a dead zone. You know what? Here comes for the helicarrier. That is our good friend, the Pokey Prof.
Sure it is.
Look, it's Lotus. I don't understand. There we go. Thank
Greetings,
you.
Agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood Pucker Prof, and we won't have to worry.
No, are you kidding me? I can't do anything right.
But any interruptions this week, as I've made sure to Deadpool-proof my house.
Okay, I'm pausing it intentionally. I lost the audio at the moment he's saying we won't have interruptions. That's just universally ironic. I'm just
saying. Here's irony right there.
All right. He's dead.
Get Alanis Morissette on the phone. That's irony.
He's Deadpool-proofed his house, so let's hear what else is going on.
With that out of the way, we can get on to more important things, like the fact that it's time for us to talk about a hero who just recently got a new alternate uniform that you'll be wanting to pick up. The reason for this will become quite clear as I go over the King of Wakanda and one of the smartest men alive, the Black Panther. Now, T'Challa's already a fairly solid hero, but that's mostly thanks to the fact that he's capable of doing some fairly nice damage once he gets his buff set up, as the rage and guile of the Panther make him capable of countering and following up on almost all of his attacks. Toss in some bleeding-based buddies, and the Wakandan King is surprisingly powerful, if a bit slow in his skill setup. His urban jungle uniform is pretty much better in every single way, and is going to be giving him a major power spike. He's capable of setting himself up a bit faster in the bleed department, should open wounds play nice, and give you 3 bleeds, while Panther Stance now gives T'Challa a way of removing all those nasty debuffs he's definitely going to get in the middle of a battle. Oh, and since people seem underwhelmed with it last week, let me focus on it this week. Buff Blocker is a very strong effect. It essentially tells your enemies that you hit with this skill that they're not going to be getting any beneficial effects today, and this can and will shut down the elite ISO bruisers. Mm. Now consider the fact that this is going to be a quick action when you got Panther's AISO for his daggers, and you can see why I'm suggesting this alt so much. Let's not forget that his new armor also gives the King a new passive, one that makes him reduce all ranged and melee damage by half. Considering it's a very small selection of abilities that don't fall into either category, enjoy having a damaging hero who's very tanky to boot. He's even got a chance to reduce those attacks to 0 damage and get free extra turns out of it, which will speed him up for getting his Panther skills all ready to go. The only question now is whether he should be going Tactician for even faster setups or going Bruiser to abuse the elite ISO himself before realize Buff Blocker's a thing. The King of Wakanda was always a fairly decent hero, his skills being useful if not universally the best. This new outfit of his will make him a force on the field, allowing him to counter some of the stronger threats in PvP, as well as being one himself. With power to spare and an entire kingdom to back him up, there's no one else you should rather have than the Black Panther. Return to the Helicarrier, Agent, and think about how you can put T'Challa's new look to use.
Absolutely. The moment he released, I bought him. I've leveled him. He's one of my favorite characters. He had a little bit of that power creep where he's just not that effective, but he's still strong and awesome and fun to play with. So this suit just pops him right back to the top of the list of possible PvP viable and absolute PvE. You know, when you just play through the chapters, he's, for lack of better words, he's the king. You know, he's awesome.
Right. Very good. Well said, sir.
Have you enjoyed playing with him before now? I mean, we don't really ask you what you do.
I did often. Initially, like when you had just a handful of characters, he was one that I would pull out and and use. But since those initial days, I think the only time I've used him is in his heroic.
What is up from Helicarrier?
Sorry, I was just trying to get set up. Sorry, go ahead.
So only in times where I like had to, like in heroic missions or team up missions where you've got to use them. But I picked up both of the new uniforms and used in the battle. You have to use them against Mr. Fantastic in one of the missions, and it's great. Mm-hmm. I don't even have ISOs in it yet, and it's still powered through that mission without taking any damage. It was really, really cool. Yeah. So
His alt is excellent. I'm going to argue with Beer Addict here a little bit. He says he's only good for bleed teams. No, sir. He's got good bleeds, but he's got vibranium on his side. Those vibranium daggers slice through metal like nobody's business. I mean, if you really look at, I remember back in the day I started using him was when we had to fight the 5 Ultrons as a group boss. And once I figured out vibranium, it says they're weak to vibranium. They're weak to this. And so his claw slash tears through them. The daggers, right, especially with the AISO, which I do have, which makes the daggers a quick action, is so good. It's so good. And then the Panther Stance now adds a heal as well when you do it with the alt. He's solid, bleeding or not bleeding. And that's
cool.
And that's cool really to me. Cool. So, all right. Now, here's the king. Let's hope.
It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. This week, there's not going to be any issues or complaining. We're just going to talk about team ups, the spec ops, and everything that's right with MAA. The main thing we're going to concentrate on is spec op. And yes, the tasks are a little bit screwy, and I feel bad for anyone who got messed up because of that, as in you couldn't go on. But that didn't exactly happen to me. It only confused me, and you'll see what I mean. But to give a short summary, it kind of looked like I didn't do all the tasks when I got the characters. But going back through, I did, though it was really odd. I can't explain it much better than that, you'll just have to see it in video. But actually doing the tasks themselves was pretty painless. The storyline was incredible. It made you think, it made you second guess yourself. It just all came together very nicely. The weapons also seem awesome, but I haven't been able to win any, not a single one. But the characters, they're very vibrant, like their sprites are incredible looking. They're also going to have their uses in-game. I especially like Blue Marvel as far as PvP. And that's why the focus of the next All Hail the King is going to be on him. Now at first I thought maybe I'd have to say that kind of tentatively, because I didn't know if I'd have him or at that level yet. But with him training to level 7, I can definitely say we can make that PvP episode before next week. But there's also Cloak and Dagger All Hail the King coming, so that first, then Blue Marvel. And it's kind of funny how that worked out, because Cloak and Dagger and Blue Marvel are going to be the first team-ups in this new episode. That's right, there's a new Finest Hour guy on the block. Blue Marvel does kind of what Heimdall does, and while they're good teammates for different reasons, Heimdall granting Farsight, and Blue Marvel can actually protect himself. You see, I was going after this AI so pretty hard, and we even respun, but we did end up getting it. The Tactical Protection Augmented ISO 8. It adds tactical protection to Antimatter Uppercut. So right out of the gate, our Blue Marvel had a special AISO. And what this does is causes the attack to add Tactical Protect. In other words, chance to protect allies from single target attacks, and that chance to protect scales as health increases. Well, for anyone who's familiar with Blue Marvel at all, and most of us should be, we know he has Antimatter, and he gains a lot of it. What this buff does is reduces damage and increases evasion. Pretty fantastic for a tank. Basically, he should be a pretty rock-solid defender, and he'll help out greatly with someone like Cloak and Dagger. To be completely honest with you, looking at these two, they may just be my very first team in PvP next season. I'm definitely excited to see how they do in a real tournament situation. But for now, we'll just have to get a view of them in practice. Now for the other team-ups, it's basically who has Finest Hour that we want to use first. You're not limited to that by any means, but that's definitely one of his big selling points. But at least for now, that's what we're going to stick with, so I'm going to go with some heavy hitters. First of all, Gorgon. It's either him or Sandman. And lastly, let's bring out Elsa Bloodstone. We know she's an absolute beast. The only other major move that I've done so far with Blue Marvel is right away I put on Calculated Force. Remember, his level 9's a one-shot move too, and Calculated Force is absolutely disgusting. So that and his Tactical Protect AISO is basically what we have for now. You'll just have to tune in to see the rest of the build. All in all, I'm sure it's going to be great, and I do think they're going to work out. So it's not like I'm nervous with them at all, which sometimes I am. Jane Foster's teams, for example, may have me a little bit more nervous. But we'll probably look at her next week, unless something else comes up. I'm also going to be working on some other Black Panther alternate costume videos, but that most likely won't be an All Hail the King episode, unless we hit a dry spell content-wise. We'll just have to see what else they have in store. Right now, I do commend them on the current spec op. Very well done. Anyways though, that's going to be it for my segment today, so I want to thank you all for listening, and then send it back to the hosts.
Yeah, I found Blue Marvel to be a lot of fun when I played with him.
Cool, and you do the team-ups and stuff?
Yeah.
Excellent, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more fun than Cammy. Deathlock, right?
What, did we get Deathlock? I don't even remember.
Well, you got her. I didn't, because I didn't complete all the tasks.
That's right. She must be on my flight deck or something. You're right. You know, there. Absolutely. My test of time is when I get them, I run them through 5 to 8 missions, just anywhere. just to see what they're going to play like. And yeah, both Cammy and Deathlocket are sitting on my flight deck, you know, going, man, we wish we were good as Luke Cage. So there's that. All right, let's see who the next piece of audio. Oh, yeah, we've got Anado coming up, if I get my phone to do this right. So he's actually taking on a challenge this week, or this month, I think it is, actually, that on Facebook, I'm not sure how much of it will make it to the show. He hasn't revealed all the details, and that's fine. He's doing a build, and when he does a build, he's going to have basically one versus another. Who do you want to see the next best build? And so you have to get on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/FromTheHeliCarrier, and you vote. And then he'll do that next build, and again, have a little battle out about who wants to do the next one. And so this month is going to – and he's got them all picked out ahead of time, and he's ready to go as far as the choices. And it sounds like a pretty good event. So during the month of May, check out our Facebook page and see what he has for us. And that should be this one right here that's going to be loading. And but Anado, and he did give me a heads up on this one. He said he tried to explain his thoughts as best he can. English is actually not his first language, which I was not aware of.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
We know that he's going to do this in French as well, but I guess French is his first language.
There we go.
So, Anado, just so you know, every time you've worried about the sound quality or not explaining things, you've done just fine. So here we go with that one. He's trying to start his car.
Oh. Yeah. Absolutely. Say it again. Well, I would, but we kind of have to get into the segment, so maybe later. Anyways, hello everyone, and welcome to the Anado's MAA Arsenal, exclusively on the From the Helicarrier podcast. In this segment, I will try my best to come up with out-of-the-box hero and team builds, synergies, and uncover certain aspects of the game most tend to ignore. For today, I promised I was going to be covering a certain hero a lot of people think of as their top-tier pilot. Well, now that I think about it, almost everyone I've talked about are top-tier pilots. I mean, Punisher, Thing, Taskmaster, and... Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to pause for just a second. Just had a random thought of crossing universes. What if Poe from Star Wars The Force Awakens becomes a character in this game? He's literally a top-tier pilot. Do we keep,
do we keep him on the flight?
Yeah, you know, I was like, right. We're kind of stuck here. All right, sorry.
Hey, you know, Captain Marvel, she's a pilot.
This is true. This is true.
Today's hero for hire, Luke Cage. When looking at most of his passives and buffs, Luke Cage could be very hard to hit. First, he has In Your Face. This passive allows him to gain Knuckle Up when attacked, an irremovable buff that allows him to take 10% less damage from attacks for each stack accumulated. Another passive he has is Unbreakable Skin, giving him the immunity to bleeding, but more importantly, having a very high crit resistance.
I didn't do it. I didn't.
Yeah, awesome, I did. Since he can already take reduced damage. While those are the starting points of what he has, it only gets better once you delve more into what he can really do. With his level 6, he can protect allies from single target attacks, but also preemptively. And speaking of setups, this is where I want to get more into what Luke can do, as combo setup is a crucial factor of what runs the character. Focusing on his first ability, Cage can start the Pain Train by giving his enemy debuffs like Pain, Exposed, Wide Open, as well as applying combo setup. As I mentioned before, Luke Cage can preemptively attack targets with combo setup, so stacking up Pain and widening the train is sure to have Luke Cage's hits be off the rails for when a certain holiday comes up. Then, on his level 2, Face Punch is a knockout hit. Having Brutal Strike, which could come in handy in a meta like today's, exploiting combos, which is awesome since he can get someone up for hits like this, Knockout Punch, stunning targets that have combo setup, and Sweet Christmas, doing extra damage for each stack of Knuckle Up. Of course, I can't forget about his level 9, which places collapsing infrastructure and staggers enemies. But guys, this isn't even it. There have been so many things that have made him a much better hero today. One, he has 2 personal EISOs that allow him to either get a chance for an extra turn when anyone uses a melee attack, and one that allows him to remove a debuff every time he is attacked. Second, there is also a store EISO that helps not remove combo setup. Third, The pain debuff has been fixed to make damage even scarier. Now, as I've mentioned, combo setup is crucial to when you play him. I know there are tons of hero to use when pairing him up with him. Quicksilver, Karnak, Graysuit Black Widow, and dozens more. Certainly, there is no reason why Luke Cage isn't a hero for hire and not just another brick in the wall. That's all for this week's segment. To see my build for this character, make sure you check out the FTH Facebook page and share it with your friends. So, tune in next week where I will cover my list of the top 6 best supporting characters. Until then, stay safe and okay, look, I know most of you are upset that we didn't get a Civil War movie tie into the game, but I had an idea. Until the end of the month, every week I will be posting a build for a hero who is featured in the Captain America Civil War film. So, here's how this will work out. There will be a Falcon build posted up on the FTH Facebook page. I want you all to like that post, share it, then either comment Team Cap or Team Iron Man. After each week, one of the heroes from the most commented team will be chosen for the next build. I hope to do the best I can in delivering all these builds, and hopefully make your hero better. Until then, stay safe and war. Good God, y'all.
Nicely done, sir. You know, the official stance is if you comment Team Iron Man, you're officially banned from FTH.
No, because you know what? I'll say this, and I won't say anything spoilery about Civil War, but they did a really good job of making it seem like both sides had a point instead of one being very obviously right and one being very obviously wrong. There was a misstep that was committed in the first part of the movie by a character that resulted in some bad things happening. And this was an overreaching method to resolve it, but it still it wasn't just flat out, oh no, that's ridiculous. That's not a way to handle it. So yeah, we'll talk about it more on, breaking the panel is going to be spoilerific tomorrow. So we're not holding anything back. So,
Although it was really weird when Cap busted out in that Catmobile and came through the building and ran over that truck and killed all those people. That was,
but you know, the flag and the shield design printed all over it was really, really cool.
That would be totally boss.
And the Spider Dune buggy, love seeing that.
Oh, now you're just taking me into geek heaven. All right. So I guess I'll jump on this first one here. Agent Averill. So last week, Agent Averill wrote in and we checked and I double checked on reports that actually had emailed him and we just didn't get in touch in time for the show. Apparently, there was an email sent before the last one where we talked about the wibbly wobbly weapon. It was really cool. We posted it up on our page, thehelicarrier.com. If you go to From the Field, you will see the email from Agent Averill and the listing there. So he did actually send so this is actually in reverse. So here's the first report that he said. No clue why this failed to reach the helicarrier before. I blame Hydra. Hello, all at FDH. Agent Averill here, back for more, barring any despair attempts. So all's quiet so far. Civil War is approaching. I look incredible. No, wait. That's like 2/3 true. Anyway, I've been thinking with fellow agents like Anado, M. Sketches, and Bradell. Sorry for the misspelling if you did, which is audio. They don't know you misspelled it if you did. Alongside Kingfisher and Pokeprof, they create such neat and inventive combinations of characters. In particular, they provide ideas that are practical. Me, I'm the incursion from a theoretical universe. What do I provide except imaginary gear and heroes potentially yet to be included? I just wondered, are my ideas a contribution or just filler? Yes. Yeah, I mean, they are. They're a great contribution, and you never know what ideas will spark the creators over at MAA, because they do listen.
Definitely not just filler, for sure. Yeah.
No, but it is an entertaining filler, but not just, I mean, it's great. So I'm saying, keep doing it, is what I'm saying. Then a vision, not the hero, came to me. It came quite clear. It was me, and that me said something I'll never forget. Why the F are you sitting here moping? Like hell, you're some damn filler. Get back up. You mean something. Oh, and Tony, Loki, and Falcon are done being in the hot tub together for 3 hours at the Academy. That's so Rule 34-able. And I said, ew, and thanks? So I made a weapon, and it's in another report in case time is an issue, which that was the weapon we read last week. As for the character I'm working on, he's going to be your number one, I think. I don't actually know how people feel about him, and my knowledge of the Marvel Universe is still average. Until next time, Agent Everill. P.S. My tiny MAA2 contribution. I forgot I earned one PvP power cell since I worked all the way up to rank 29. So I opened it. I got Nova. Minimal effort win.
Nice. Oh, that's hilarious. Wow. One, you earn one PvP power cell. You open, what? You get the character.
Level 20, rank 29, by the way, is the starting point for nobody who's played before, right?
Right.
I don't think there's a rank 30 to start from. I think it starts at 29 and moves up. Oh, that's hilarious. That's awesome, dude. That's great. And yes, by all means, you contribute and you do great things, and we love your ideas. So there you go.
Great. Agent Iron Spider wrote in, said, hello, agents. First, there's something I need to address. Civil War I, if you're on Iron Man's side, how dare you? Civil War II, if you are not on Iron Man's side, how could you? Okay, back to the reason for my email. Last episode, you guys asked for an idea for an all-new Spec Ops. I'm going to take something from the idea that you guys gave. Zombies, Spec Ops based on the zombie storyline. The hero would be Werewolf by Night, one of the only heroes able to hold off becoming a zombie. Lockbox's character would be Simon William Garth, a.k.a. the zombie. The major twist of the Spec Ops being whoever you use in combat after the fight is a zombie besides the agent.
Oh, that's like your idea.
Right.
Nice.
Right, he said he's playing it off of...
Right. Well, we threw out a lot of ideas. It just took me a minute to figure out which one he's talking about.
Yeah, so then you have to fight off your zombified heroes. Now, considering that some agents don't have enough heroes for that, a method for curing your heroes will be required, but that can't be too easy. What do you guys think? Sincerely, agent/commander Iron Spider. P.S. Where is the Iron Spider alt? Yeah, no kidding.
I know.
We should see that. You know, there's so many damn alts in this game for Spider-Man that it doesn't surprise me that we don't have it, but
yeah.
It surprises me that we don't have it. You know, it doesn't.
The comic that had it in is older, and so there's no promotion of a new comic, and then it doesn't tie into the movie either right now. So as much as I love the Iron Spider, it's just... For promotional purposes, it's dated. I think that's kind of... And going along with, of course, what Ibbett's saying about, we've got a lot of... I'd love to see it, but I think that's why we don't have it.
Yeah, I think it'd be amazing. Promote. You know, they're promoting the comic book right now, so that's not an excuse. Back to the zombie Spec Ops. I love that idea, and there was even, mm-hmm. you know, there was the Marvel Zombies storyline, so having some of these Marvel... zombies that you fight, so you fight them as their regular versions and then you have to fight their zombie versions. I love that idea.
That's great. And so, it says besides the agent, I would actually love to see my agent kidnapped and as a zombie over there. It's like, oh well, that's just interesting. Now I'm kind of screwed.
Right. They can't use any weapons that you know, they have to put on their wrists because their wrists will just fall off.
Yep.
Their hand is gone. Anyway, no, that's really cool. I love the idea.
As much as it really disturbed me, it really did. It really disturbed me, the zombie storylines. I don't know why I like zombies. It just, Marvel Zombies was weird and dark. And I don't know, it creeped me out a little bit. I would absolutely love to see a game treatment of it.
It's funny because it came at a time when there was so much zombie overload and everything else. And I'm still a fan of Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, but everything else just seemed to have so much zombie content. Red Dead Redemption had a zombie.
Oh yeah, everything did.
DLC, and this had zombies, and the other thing had zombies. But this I kind of would like to. I love the idea, and it would be a great, fun, different way of doing it. Right? It'd be something new.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, and then of course it takes your idea of now you can't use them.
Right. So exactly.
That's really really cool. All right. Agent Duo, oh wait, that's you, I scrolled too far. Agent Matt says, hey there, agents. I'm back after taking a bit of time to focus on leveling my last few characters and completing the Spec Ops with a look at a new build for a character of a well-known team, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Most of the Guardians have had considerable time in the spotlight since they were released. Groot and Gamora are well-known PvP team early on. Mm-hmm. Rocket and Star-Lord still find their place in PvP. But the remaining Guardians member, Drax, has consistently been overshadowed by his four teammates. Well, good news. I've got a build for him that will help him shine and earn the title of Destroyer. The build starts with using the Calculating Force EA. So, man, that is such a great EA. So, it's, what, 25 gold, 20 gold in the store? It's a little, it's one of the pricier ones, but, man, I put that on Electro. It is killer. And then, of course, we heard in the build earlier, use that on, what did King say? Didn't King say he put it on Blue Marvel, I think?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really for the strategic characters who are also our smashers. So he's wanting to put Calculated Force EISO to give Drax measured attack. I've been enjoying this EISO more and more lately for its ability to turn just about any character into a strong alpha striker. And when it's equipped by a character who can actively regain stamina each turn, it shows its true potential. Drax fits this build because he can equip the Gracious AISO to his L2 Rage of the Destroyer, which can be used each turn and will replenish stamina each time it's used. This will keep his stamina topped off and boost the power of his attack thanks to the EISO. Now, I think mentioning that level 2 Rage of the Destroyer, that's one of the things that holds him back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because in order for, if I understand it right, and I admittedly I'm not sure, I've read it a couple times, I'm not sure if I understand it right. But if you use it, you get like Fury of the Destroyer. And that will build into the second turn. If you use it again, you get Rage of the Destroyer. Unless you get hit, and then you'll lose that thing building up. That was my understanding of it. So I was like, I love the idea. I love using it when you don't get hit. You build up his rage. I think it's three times that you do it. And then it's just, you just rip apart everybody.
That's cool.
But I think he loses it if he gets hit. And because I didn't understand it, he got kind of put in a corner.
Right.
All right. But this stamina booster will help with that. So to finish up the build, I'm equipping the Bloody AISO for his L1 for additional bleeding attacks and the Stealthy AISO on either his L9 if using the Bruiser alt or his L6 when using the Scrapper alt to ensure that his attack lands on target. When everything lines up, you can count on Drax doing some massive damage to whatever you send him up against. I'll be posting a video in the lounge. That would be the Aegis Only Lounge found on patreon.com/from the helicarrier. I'll be posting a video in the lounge later this evening that shows off this team build along with a team up that shouldn't go over anybody's head. I think that's a clue.
Mm-hmm. That's a clue, and I think this next one is a clue, too.
It's pretty obvious. In fact, you'd have to be an imbecile not to guess who. Interesting. So, Drax.
Well, the over his head, I think that... that is a Drax thing, right?
Not to guess who, though.
Can't go over my head because I can reach up and grab it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Star-Lord, right? He's talking about Star-Lord?
I don't know.
Now I'm an imbecile, so thanks. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for writing in.
Agent Do-Over says, I always wondered what it would be like to start playing MAA now and not have the advantages of an agent who's been playing every day since the beginning, so I started a new account. Back during the Age of Ultron Spec Ops, I created Agent Do-Over and started from scratch. Now, about a year later, during the Civil War II Spec Ops, my agent reached the top level. It's been an interesting trip seeing the game through not only an established super agent's eyes, but also a struggling up-and-comer. The game is easier to progress through now than it was 4 years ago. However, there are so many more heroes and weapons and gear to get now that it seems impossible to get everything. A few things surprised me about this march to 300 more than my first time. Number one, my mission almost ended before it began. Right from the start, I ran into technical issues. I had a glitch that prevented me from adding allies, which is the most vital asset to an agent for the first 10 or so levels. If I wasn't dedicated to this endeavor, I probably would have just bailed. Makes me wonder how many players this game has lost to bugs or other problems. Number two, very little story progress. I guess I mostly play daily and spec out missions instead of the main chapters because I'm less than halfway through both seasons 1 and 2. There's certainly enough to keep your interest on most days, including PvP simulators and covert ops that don't involve the evergreen content.
Hmm.
And number three, most valuable resources our shield points? Maybe if I was better about visiting my allies every day, this wouldn't be an issue. But the biggest hurdle to my progress wasn't silver, CP, or gold. It was those annoying purple coins. My original super agent still has over 10,000 stockpiled without any effort. But Agent Do-Over runs into shield point overages almost daily. I guess they don't grow on trees like they did back in the day. Overall, it was a fun ride and definitely eye-opening to see this game in a different light. It's also comforting to know you don't have to be a wallet warrior to start now and enjoy what MAA has to offer. You can earn what you need along the way and get out of it what you put into it. Agent Do-Over, out. TLDR, even this late in the game, you can go from 1 to 300 MAA without spending money if you just put the time and effort in.
That's a lot of time and effort, sir. And,
yeah,
and
it is.
Kudos to you for doing
it. Great. It was, you know what? Good, yeah. Good email too. It was long, yeah. But a lot of great info in that, and very interesting.
Well, it's great. It's great to hear that somebody finally did that scientific research. He jumped in, he did it, and he said it's worth it. And we always thought, rightfully so, until now, that a new player would just bail. They would not. And he did say that there were some issues with bugs and those kind of things. It can run off new players. However, if somebody gets hooked or if they somehow jump in when there aren't these technical issues, which is fairly easy enough to do to jump in without these technical issues, then, you know, they can get in. I honestly think if you make it to level 30, you're probably going to keep going.
I think so. Yeah, it's probably a good differentiator. Yeah.
All right, so Agent Hatfield writes, hello, Epic and Golden. Quick question that I think affects lots of agents. Lately, now that I have two training bays, my silver stockpile is shrinking. Do you have a recommended amount of silver you keep in reserves, or do you keep training until all the silver is gone? And if you know of any silver mines around, please let us know. It would be nice to have a group boss come around really soon. So, no, we don't know of any silver mines, other than Uncle George, if he could share.
Right, if only.
But I keep training. I personally keep training until I'm out of silver. And once I get down, right now I've got a line lining up of people who either cost 400, 500, or 600,000 typically. So the level is really crazy out scale. So until they hit level 10, you can burn fairly cheaply through silver and train them up. Mm-hmm. And after that, it kind of just jumps up exponentially from there. I will put a level 15 in, well, 14 to 15 in every 3 to 4 days if I'm playing regularly, because you can mine being the wrong word, but you can mine enough silver from the flight deck and from collecting from your friends every day to get, I think it takes me about 3 to 4 days to get 600,000 silver. But other than that, yeah, I just keep going and I try to do my cheapest ones first just to get more up higher. What do you do, Ibbit?
I don't really meter it at all. Basically, I try to keep one of my training bays always filled with a 14 going to 15, and keep the other one free for the smaller level ones going up. And I just keep collecting from the flight deck. I've got 14 million. So I don't look at that number and say, ooh, I better not level somebody right now. But
yeah,
it's funny. I'm the one who's really bad with collecting action points. I forget to visit allies some days, most days. And so I've only got like 1500 action points in reserve. That's my struggle. struggling resource. But even that doesn't keep me from leveling folks. It's like, somebody's done leveling. Great. Let's throw another 14 in there to bump up to 15.
Lots of great advice here in the chat room. We know these things, but we forget. 20-minute flight deck. Do a 20-minute flight deck. Okay, a lot of people skip this process. We got to go back to the basics. Get all, was it 6 or 8 flight decks? So I think it's...
Oh, yeah. Make sure you've got all 8...
unlocked.
Jets.
And leveled up to their max level.
Mm-hmm.
Then 20-minute flight decks. And, yeah, okay, sometimes I'll put a 20-minute flight deck on, and then 24 hours later I'll come back, check in, do another 20-minute flight deck. It doesn't benefit me in that range. However, I don't change it because I will forget that, oh, maybe now I didn't know I was going to have an hour to play. And in an hour I can generate 4 flight deck returns, more or less. Mm-hmm. So it's just 20 minutes is your best spam silver. And then sell the stuff in your inventory that you never want. It adds up very quickly. I know one person, once they discovered they could go into their inventory and sell items, they made $4 million because they'd never sold a single one. So if you haven't sold anything, now is definitely the time. If you have, go through. Just keep your weapons. Keep your
Oh, God, yeah.
Unless you have duplicates. I have. There's certain weapons I have 10 of because it just kept spinning up for whatever reason. And keep one of every weapon. But, yeah, you know, sell duplicates and sell everything that you have if you, if you're not an inventory kind of guy. Except, you know, Uncle George did call me out on, hey, guess what? If you use this item that was from an old Spec Ops, you'll keep Vision from going to other teams. Like, well, right. I just sold them all.
So. Was that the Canopic jar?
Or what was it? It was.
Yeah.
It was indeed. So
There's benefits to being a hoarder in this game.
Yeah. So you use your own judgment, but definitely, you know, if you sell, you can sell a lot. Who's next?
Next up is Agent Ocinico, Ibit McFall. How's your Spec Ops going? Right now I have Blue Marvel training to level 8 and Jane Thor needs 100 more XP so she can train to level 7. They're both fun to play. I'm glad both of their AISO are for sale in the store. I wish both of their EISO were, because it makes no sense that if Jane's EISO can be roulette one or Goldbot, but Marvel's EISO can only be one from the roulette. Guess who's having zero luck trying to win, because my unstable ISO keeps running out so I can't just keep farming for it after boss battle. I already 5-starred missions 1 and 2 because they keep having to run them to get the fights where the ESO might be won. Frustrating, but I did win the dinosaur claw knife and Ultron's arm,
nice,
which my agent was just using to beat the hell out of Hydra minions. Pass on a message to Agent Anido for me that I really like his segment on the show. His out-of-the-box team-ups are right up my alley. I always like to try out random characters together just to see if synergy can happen where it isn't logical. Awesome stuff. Here's some wishes. I wish the simulator energy replenished faster. Agreed. I wish Hellcat would go on sale. Also agreed. And I wish Irma Groot podcast would feature more Beatles mashups.
All right. Well, I couldn't tell if that's sarcasm or real desire. Now, Irma Groot is a summer project that I do with my wife, and we'll be kicking it back up here at the end of this month. We'll have more time at night to do that, since we're not going to be getting up taking kids to school and those kind of things. But I want to say the last episode we did was pretty much all Beatles mashups.
Oh, really?
So
okay. That's what the reference
it could
is.
Be, it could be a total fun thing. I mean, it could mean it, or it could be poking away. Either way, I appreciate the reference to my podcast. Thank you, sir. Yeah, Hellcat. These are great. And anybody, you know what? I want to encourage the audience. Anytime you like a segment on the show that somebody's doing, as creators, I don't just mean Ibit and I, but as creatives in general, we never know if people like what we do. And we're putting it out there and we're a little unsure of ourselves. So if you like a segment or on the show, if you like something you hear, like this, just write in. And like he was talking about Anado. He really likes Anado's segment on the show. Tell the king you like his segment. Tell you just write us in. Let us tell him. It'll be great. We'd love
That's
to
right.
that.
We'll read your email on the air. They will hear it. I guarantee it.
Yep. So Agent Chief writes in, gentlemen, here it is a week later, and I'm this close to completing Spec Ops 34. Actually, I could have had both new heroes by now, but I purposefully haven't completed the last equip task so I can 5-star M4, Mission 4, with Jane Fosthor.
I like that.
Jane Fosthor and Blue Marvel at a decent level. Once I'm finished with that, I'll complete the task to get the heroes. Oh, smart. Smart, smart. I know the task reveals was a little funky, but I've had fun in this Spec Ops. At least it was a little different than what we've been getting lately. Only drawback is that we can't craft a weapon set, which is exactly why the crafting components are dropping like crazy from the ploys. I have enough gold to get the 64 gold weapon, but I was really hanging on to my stash in case the Lantern of Doom went on sale again. Well, one, Lantern of Doom, unless it's really on sale, will not be 64 gold. It'll be like 128 gold, I think. Still looking forward to getting a group boss again, yes, to replenish my silver reserves. I am blowing through silver like crazy with plenty of heroes to train. Shocker's almost to level 9, and I'll have both Spec Ops heroes to level as well. I'll be using CP to snag one of the PvP heroes I didn't win, Hellcat or Cloak and Dagger, so that's a lot of silver. Here's a hoping the next PvP waits just another week before dropping. Agent Chief.
Agreed.
Something I forgot to mention in this, I saw somebody, I think in our lounge, say this, that they really appreciated, in this case, there were no covert ops. There's no group bosses. There's no additional PvP going on. We're able just to absorb the story. And I was like, you know what? I didn't realize in so many words, I appreciated the exact same thing. Is I love group bosses, but once he lined it out like that, I was like, yeah, you know, you got to check in and you got to fight your group bosses and you got to make sure you launch it so everybody else can fight it. And then you got to get through the missions. It was, as much as I want the extra silver, it's really nice just to be a part of the story. And it's really, and it's a good story, and it's a good spec
op. It is a good story, yeah.
If you get one thing from this Playdom, do this more.
Right.
And exactly. Give us more silver.
And, you know, and keep thinking out of the box when you're coming up with really good, when you're coming up with spec ops.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like this is brilliant, so keep it up.
Absolutely.
Our last email of the day, of the episode, comes from Agent Wilkinson. Says, hello, Sun Lion and Lunar Bat. I know it's off topic, but since you have a Pokemon professor on staff, I'm curious to know your thoughts on the new Sun Moon trailer. Rowlet, Litten, or Popplio? No idea. We'll keep an eye on the chat room and respond when he responds. On a brief on-topic note, can I please apologize to the Wakandan Speedblade? Since I can't research it, I'm presumably not going to acquire it. An unfortunate glitch in an otherwise interestingly set up spec ops. Then again, though I know how the story reasons why, unlocking Jane Thor by unlocking Blue Marvel still seems kind of like cheating. One day we'll get a proper each hero has a separate task list spec op. Power pack, maybe? That'd be pretty cool. Anyway, I need to actually play the game today, so I better go do that. Cheers, guys. Agent, never commander, Alan Wilkinson, a.k.a. Cassius 335.
So, PokeProf goes, Sun and Moon! It's a new Pokemon game just released. The trailers for the game's coming out in November.
Right, but he's wanting to know whether you choose Rowlet, Litten, or Popplio. PokeProf, yeah. That's where that question's coming from.
Personally, I'd go with Popplio because it sounds like popcorn. That's the only word I recognize in that whole damn sentence there. So... sure. PokeProf answers, as it is, I'm leaning to the grass type owl starter with a colon and a butt.
So, which I'm going to get is Rowlet. Yep. That sounds like a grass type owl.
You got starter. It. He said Rowlet.
There we go.
Look at him being smart.
Well, there's the word owl right there. So that's not that. Didn't have to do a whole lot of Sherlocking to get to that point.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it is a bummer that there's no craftable weapons in this one. That is a really cool benefit that they've added over the spec ops or over the last few spec ops.
And with this one, it makes sense that you can't because mm-hmm. it's all Wakandan based weapons right. And you've got the high evolutionary with time stuff going on. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah.
I am going to have to get 64 gold, but it's cool.
So. Sure. So cool. There's that. Agent Wilkinson, we'll keep an eye on you here on the helicarrier, not over there in that other game that we won't mention for another 10 minutes. That's it. That's it for our fun with Flight Deck. All your emails.
Absolutely. Keep sending them in. It would be from the helicarrier at gmail.com. You can send those in. We'd love to hear from you and get you on the show. Up next, we're going to be recording our show for MAA2. So stay tuned for that if you're live. And if you're interested in MAA2 news and strategies and just like you get here, download that if you're a podcast listener. It is on the same feed if you go to iTunes. It's under From the Helicarrier. So here is Mike Woodard with some more info, except I didn't time that right. There we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need. From tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, I got a different voice today. And with that, the precog boss has fled.